I think this is a good step toward a stable and peaceful South Sudan, because government of the revitalized government of national unity and Soma Group, those of Pagana Moom and
Paul Malong,
yes, have signed declaration of principles yesterday in Naivasha. I think this is a good step, and now if they continue with the same spirit, then we may see a comprehensive agreement in few days.
Yes.
To come.
Mm-hmm. At the moment, as we speak, of course, there is the revitalized peace agreement that is being implemented. These haul-out groups are not part of it. And bringing them in, or rather having these particular peace talks also and the sideways going, how will it affect, I mean, like, what will it add? How important is it to the overall implementation of the current peace agreement that is already being implemented?
Well, it is interesting that you point out that one of the things raised by Soma Group is that they want to look at the root causes of the conflict in South Sudan. But if you read the agreement, the revitalized peace agreement, which was signed by IO and the other opposition, that agreement itself is comprehensive. It has addressed the root causes of the conflict in South Sudan, the issues of reform in security institutions, the army, the police, and the rest. It has addressed the issue of corruption, transparency in financial institutions. It has addressed the issues of the economic reform. So I think that agreement itself is inclusive. The big point is that I think those in Sawa, they are just trying to drag their feet. Because when you talk about root causes of the problem, what is the root cause of the problem? Those in Soma, Pagana Moom and Paul, and even someone like Thomas, they were part of the government.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Thomas excluded himself from this particular agreement.
So they should shoulder some of the responsibilities that led us to this crisis.
Mm-hmm. And yes, is this agreement not part of it? I mean, is this talks not part of it? If they were the problems, can't they be the solutions?
Yes, of course. They cannot look for solutions elsewhere. They have to find the solution themselves because they were part of the problem. Remember that Pagana Moom was the Secretary General of the party, the SPLM party, the ruling party. Paul Malonga one was the Chief of General Staff in the Army. So all these problems that we are facing was caused by them. You see, the problem with us, Sabit William, is that we think that when you are outside of the government, you become clean. You become an angel. But that is not true. Yeah.
All right, now, talking about that, though, because the peace, they have signed the declaration of principle, or principles of declaration, meaning they will now continue having that conversation and talking about the peace deal, hopefully, and they will be able to sign a comprehensive peace deal with time. Now, for the people of South Sudan, because you clearly mentioned these are people who are here, like Paul Malong was the chief of staff at one point. He was a governor in one of the states for a very long time. We have people like Pagana Moom, you already mentioned. He was the secretary general of the SPLM. Now, with these people having this conversation, is it all about reforms that they clearly talked about, or you think it's all about, you know what, let's get our position back?
Well, you see, the way I define the biggest problem of South Sudan is that people have commercialized politics. So our problem is commercialization of politics in South Sudan. Politics has become a lucrative business. Everyone wants to get into politics. Those who are out want to come back. Those who are doing other jobs, the mechanic and the carpenters and the farmers, they are leaving their jobs.
And those who are inside here don't want to leave at all.
Yes, they want to become ministers in the state. Why? Because it has become a lucrative business. We commercialize politics. You come today, you become a minister, you start building a house, a big house from nowhere. We have seen people who just joined the government recently. They have built big houses, which are actually bigger than the national parliament. You wonder whether it is a house or a hospital. This is one of the things, because there is this culture of impunity. If you don't fight corruption in South Sudan, if you don't end culture of impunity, people will continue to fight themselves. We will be, for the sake of powers, just to gain or to accumulate wealth.
Yes, and from
so
the
this
way...
This agreement, it will not be different from the whole agreement, the Revitalized Peace Agreement, because the question is, if the Revitalized Peace Agreement is not implemented in letter and spirit, what is the point of signing new agreements? That is another question that we need to answer.
Well, and then that brings us to the question of, if at all we want to only take people serious when they have arms, when they are fighting, because these two right now as we speak, they don't really have a lot of boots on the ground. People like Paganamoon have never, for all this time, did not raise a gun, and Paul Malong said he has his forces, but yes, they're not as active as we all know, you know. So does it mean like we're not taking this agreement serious because these people don't have boots on the ground? Must they first fight and kill people before the agreement is taken serious, just like any of the other parties?
Even those who fought and in different parts of South Sudan, those who fought, they are now sitting here idle, doing nothing. The SPLM, who was fighting in the bush, they joined the government. But what are they doing now? There is no reform. There is no reform because there is no political will. There is no political will to transform South Sudan and to end the suffering of the people of South Sudan. So the question is, it's not about new agreements or old agreements. It's whether we really want to end the suffering of people of South Sudan. And if you sign an agreement and you don't implement the agreement, what are we going to do to you? You have seen now people like the group of Taban who are complaining now that they are not represented in the government, and yet they have a vice president, they have ministers in the government. But they are still complaining. Why? Is this idea of commercialization of politics in South Sudan is a business. So the question is, you sign an agreement to join the government, you want to get your share in the government. What about the people of South Sudan? What did the people of South Sudan get in this peace agreement? The owners of this land, the people, the 64 tribes of South Sudan, what did they get? People are still hungry. People are still suffering. People are still dying in Rumbek, in Chuebet, in Yorul, in Upper Nile, Jongulay, in Warab, in the areas of Wanja. So what we need now is a genuine peace, that people should commit to a peaceful resolution of the conflict in South Sudan.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, you are calling for, peace to be implemented that is to be people-centered. It should be about the people, the ordinary citizens, and not about politicians and their positions.
Because they are the rightful owners of the land and they are the owners of the agreement. This agreement does not belong to anybody. Does not belong to the mainstream IO, does not belong to mainstream SPLM. It does not belong to SAWA, it does not belong to IO, it does not belong to OPP. It does not belong to anybody. It belongs to the people of South Sudan. And that is why this peace must transform lives of the people. People should not die during peace. Like what we are seeing just few days here in Quebec. People should not die during peace. People should not go hungry during peace. Salaries must be increased and must be paid on time. These are dividends of peace.
All right.
What shows that there is peace?
Just before I let you go, in our talking point this morning, I was talking about the respect for the constitution and the rule of law. What's your thought on that?
I always say that the rule of law is the most important thing that we need in South Sudan. People are fighting. Corruption is everywhere. People are killing themselves. Things are being looted. It's simply because there is no respect to rule of law. So if we start respecting rule of law, there will be no fight. Even people will not join the government. People will not fight to join the government. Because what are you going to do with that salary of the government? But if there is no accountability, you will just go and loot. You will just go and loot money without accountability. So rule of law is the mother of all problems of South Sudan. So I think what we need to do now, to commit to the agreement, transform South Sudan, implement reforms in the army, in the police, reforms in the financial sector, reform in the economy, diversify your economy, and let people join the fruits of peace.
All right.